Irish music took firm root in American soil following the waves of Irish immigrants in the mid-19th century. Inevitably, some of these families eventually found their way to Old Allegheny, bringing with them their sense of conviviality and community, and their love of wit, poetry, and music. American songwriters, including Stephen Foster, whose family was of Irish ancestry, have continually drawn on this rich heritage. Foster's father served as mayor of Allegheny, where young Stephen grew up listening to his sisters sing Thomas Moore's Irish melodies.
We wanted to say how happy we are to be here finally. We have looked forward to this day and looked forward to this day. Saturday of the blizzard, we had our rehearsal.
Yes.
Sunday of the blizzard, we were informed that we were holding on a decision. And we said, we really can't hold. Three of us can't get there. They said, well, we have a very sturdy audience on the north side, and they can all get there. So it was with reluctance that we had to reschedule. But when God made time in Ireland, he made plenty of it. Today you'll hear some of Moore's music, as well as several selections from sheet music collections that belong to the Willick family of Beach Avenue and to their nearby neighbors, the Craigs. But first, we want to go back to some of the earlier traditional dance tunes and ballads, some of the songs that inspired American songwriters. Now, you need to know a few things for this next song. In the garden where the praties grow, praties, of course, are potatoes. A Grecian bend is a kind of corset, and the young woman does not wear a chignon, which would mean that she has her hair loose and is not perhaps as properly attired as you would expect.